soon see where, when the Torah says a lashon of yaseh lecho, Rashi brings down, kumo yaseh lecho, shtei chatzoytzeres kesef, you have to make two trumpets out of silver. It says yidash lecho means mishalecho, that you have to pay, from it from your own private money. That's good. So that the Meluim and Yom Kippur both had to be spent from the Kohen Gadol's own private money. But according to Man Yoma, Mishel Tzibur, even when the Torah says lashon of kach lecho, take for yourself, or asay lecho, this Man Yoma says it still means the Tzibur's money. So Lechura then, even by the Meluim, also it was the Tzibur's money, not Aaron HaKohen's money. So why don't we say Rosh Hashanah? Maybe it means to include Rosh Hashanah also. What can you say? Like, why only Yom Kippur? Why not Rosh Hashanah? The Tanya we learned. When the Pasuk says, Kach lecho mishalecho, it means spend your own money, your own private money. When the Torah says, Vaseh lecho mishalecho, Veyikhu elecho, when the Torah says, Lashon Veyikhu elecho, take from you, that means Mishal Tzibur. Tzibur Rebbe Yashia. This is Rebbe Yashia Shita. When the Torah says, Aseh lecho, it means private money. Veyikhu elecho, that means the Tzibur's money. So according to Rebbe Yashia, it's very good. By the Meluim, it says, Lashon Kach lecho, it means there that the Aaron had to spend the money from his own pocket. So that's what we only learn out. There's a mitzvah prisha, duma de meluyim, where the Kohen Gadol has to spend from his own money, like by Yom Kippur. La fulke Rosh Hashanah, there's no din to buy the carbon from your own money. We don't learn out Rosh Hashanah from the meluyim. But Rabbi Yonasan is not like that. Rabbi Yonasan Oimer, Bein kach lecho, bein vayikhu elecho. Whether the Torah says the lashon of kach lecho, take from you, or vayikhu elecho, take from them, Mishel Tzibur. Both times the Torah only means to take Mishal Tzibur from the Trumas Halishcha. You don't have to take for your own private money. Why does the Torah say Lashon of Kach Lecho, which is Mashm Lecho, take your own private money? If the Torah means that the Kodesh Baruch Hu means take the Tzibur's money, so why does the Torah say Lashon of Kach Lecho? So Rabbi Yonasan answers to say Kevayochol, like a Lashon to say, like, if it would have been possible, Mishal Lecho Ani Reitza Yosim Mishalhem. And Kodesh Baruch Hu was saying, you should know, really, I would rather have the money spent from you, the private money from the Kohen, rather Mishalhem from the Tzibur. And we'll soon see the next Gemara. Mefarshim said the next Gemara explains Reb Yonasan. That Abba Chanan says like this, Mishur Me'baloza, Esprim Sukim, Kosa Vechad Oimer, one Pasuk says, V'yosisa Lecho Aronet. V'yosisa Lecho means you, the Kohen, you should make the Aron from wood. The cost of Echroim, another Pasuk says, the Osu Aron Atzei Shittim, and the Aron was made from Atzei Shittim, Asher from the Tzibur. Chritzestira, is it Yosis Lecho from your private money, or is it the Osu Aron Asher from the Tzibur's money? Whose money was spent and made to make the Aron? So Haketzad, so Rabbi Chanan answers like this, Kan Bizman She Yisrael Oysim Etzayne Shemokim. When Klai Yisrael is doing the Rotzen Shemokim, doing Hashem's Rotzen, then it's like Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to be considered from their money, from the Tzibur's money. Kan bizman she'ein oisim etzayne shemokim. But when Klai Yisrael, the Tzibur, is not like Tzadikim, they're not doing what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants them to do, it's as much like Hashem doesn't want the money to come from the Tzibur, he would rather be yosis lecho. He wants only the Kohen, only the Tzadik, like you give the money. So really, they're both Suk Maremis. Avada, the money comes from the Tzibur. But sometimes the Hashem is saying, I would rather the money come from a Yochid, because the Tzibur's money is treif. Like the Tzibur weren't doing with Tzvein HaShemokim. So Hashem doesn't want the Tzibur's money. So he said, that's Pshat in the form of Yenison also. That's even to say. Even though the Torah says Lashon sometimes, Kach Lecho, which Mashma Hashem wants you, the Kohen, to give you private money, so even though really, Rabbi Yenison Shittur is always taken from the money Shal Tzibur, but like he answers, Kavi Yochid, as if to say, sometimes the Eivish would really rather Mishalecho ani reitza yosim mishalhem. Like when Klai Yisrael is not doing Mishalein HaShemokam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu really does not like the money Shal Tzibur, because the Tzibur is not doing Mishalein HaShemokam. He would rather have the money Mishalecho from private money. See, even though the din is the money has to come Mishal Tzibur, it's just a mushal azah, that HaGashem is saying that certain times I would rather it come from Mishalecho, from a Yochid, rather than the way it has to come Mishal Tzibur. One that Tzibur though is also Oisim Rishon HaShemokim, that's the other Pasuk, V'yosu Aron Atzei Shittim, Hashem is happy for the fact that the money has to come from the Tzibur. See Rashi? Rashi Kiva Yochel means, Ani Shemati Vom Shati Zimhoye Tzibur Yochel Ischapir V'shal Yochel Isi Reitzer. If it could have been that way, I would have been happy with it. No, the Ani Yom Rashi, but this is the Pshat I like. V'ani Yomer, Lefi Shadav HaKashu Olaymer. It's hard to say this. Shakarash Baruch Hu Kets B'Yisrael, Like it's not to say that Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't like Klai Yisrael. So therefore it says Lashon Oymer Kevayochol Kleimer Al Kocheinu Yoymekein. Like I'm forced to say like this. Kilu Ef Shleimekein. Really, it's hard to say, and I wouldn't want to say it, but like I'm forced to say it, that there's such a musik sometimes that, like next Gemara says, Bizman she'ein oisim esayin neshelmokam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want the money to come from the tzibur. He would have rather the money come from a yochid, because he doesn't like the money from the tzibur if the tzibur is not doing with esayin neshelmokam. And the next Rashi, Bizman she'ein oisim esayin neshelmokam, Nikras ha'avoid al shmon. That's pshat. So when the tzibur is tzaddikim, then it's nikra shema, means then HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to become from the tzibur. That's the pasuk of Yosisa, the also Aaron Eitzayat Seshitim. Hashem wants the Aaron to be made from the tzibur. That's when they're doing Ritzayin Hashem Mokum. But Bizman they're not doing Ritzayin Hashem Mokum, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Yosisa L'cho. I would rather it come from you privately, from the Kahanim that are tzaddikim, and not from the tzibur. But really, the din is, according to Rabbi Yonasan, that the money always comes Mishal Tzibur. So the Chura Takash, according to Rabbi Yonasan. According to Rabbi Yonasan, even when a Torah says Kach Lecho, like by the Miluyim, by the Shemini Shem Miluyim, when it said they are the Kohen Gadol to take the Korbanos, it says Kach Lecho, according to Rabbi Yonasan, it only means Mishal Tzibur. So if the Korbanos of the Miluyim were Mishal Tzibur, so why don't we say that Rosh Hashanah also needs Mitzvah Prisha? Let's learn out Rosh Hashanah from Miluyim. Just like Miluyim, 7 days before the Avodah, the Kohen had to have a Mitzvah Prisha, maybe Rosh Hashanah also needs a Mitzvah Prisha. We want the answer to say no, it's only Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has to spend from it from his own money. We wanted to say Miluyim also, the Kohen Gadol has to spend from his own money. But that's only good according to Rabbi Yashiah. But according to Rabbi Yonasan, that he says, Kach Lechom means Mishal Tzibur. So the Chur by the Miluyim, the money was also the Tzibur's money. So what can you say? And for the Gemara, I'll give you a tales like this. Ad kan loy pligi ela bekichos di alma fi asiyas di alma. I tell you, no, it comes out good even according to Rabbi Yonasan. When does Rabbi Yonasan say that the Lashon Kach Lecho, even though it says Lecho from you, privately, it doesn't mean the Kohen's own private money. It still means Mishal Tzibur. When is that? By a regular Kichos, the Alma, or Vasiyas the Alma, a regular Vyos Lecho. Kichos the Alma, what does it mean, a general rule of Kichos? When the Torah says Kach Lecho Samim, when the Torah says there by the Samim, there it says Kach Lecho, so that's the Machlekes. That the Biyashya says Kach Lecho means private money, and the Biyanisan says no, it means money Shal Tzibur. Asiyas the Alma, when the Torah talks about Stam Asiyas, by where? By the Chatzotzris. That the Pesach says, Asay Lecho Ashtei Chatzotzris Kesef. Make the Chatzotzris, the trumpets, from silver. There it's the Machlokes. The Rabbi Yashiah says it means private money, and Rabbi Yonasan says, no, it means Mishal Tzibur. That's where the Machlokes, Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yashiah is. Avol Hanich, Mashenkin over here, by Yom Kippur, and by the Yimei Meluyim, by the Shemini Shem Meluyim, here both of the Mamoideh was made from private money, the Korban. Why? Because Pirushe Kama Farish, the Mishalachohu. Because here the Torah says out specifically, clearly, to mean to say that the Kohen Gadol has to buy the Korban from his own money. Why? The Meluyim, by Meluyim, Michti. One Pasuk says, Ksiv, V'el B'nei Yisrael Tidar B'leimer. It says by the Meluyim. This is the second part, this Pasuk Gimel there. V'el B'nei Yisrael Tidar B'leimer. K'chu Sir Izim L'chatis. That's the Pasuk Gimel that Hashem told Moshe to tell Klai Yisrael to buy a Sir Izim, that's the Korban Tzibur. And then a Pasuk Beis before that it says, V'ayoymer El Aroin Kach L'cho Egel Ben Boko L'chatis. If you fast before, it says Loshin, Kach Lecho, Ego Ben Bok Lechatis, is Lomeli. How come it says one Pasuk after another Pasuk, two different Lashonis? In Pasuk Gimel it says, Chu, Masha from the Tzibur. And in Pasuk Beit it says, For Yomer Alaron, Kach Lecho, take from you. In Shema Mina from here, it's Mashma clearly, that Kach Lecho, Mishalachohu. The reason why the Torah put it into two different psukim and two different lashonis tell us clearly. Here by the Yimei Meluyim, when Aaron HaKohen had to buy the korban, the ayil, and the par for the Yimei Meluyim, by the Yom Shmini, Shem Meluyim, it was spent from his own private money. See, even Rabbi Yonasan is moedah, that here it says, kach lecho, egel, and the next pasuk says, kachu, seirizim, so the difference of lashonis is to tell us that Aaron's korban had to be brought from his own. So that's pshita by meluyim. The money was spent by the kohen gadol by Aaron himself. Said Rashi, kach lecho lomeli. Tishoni krova diburei v'mash yitzchol daber. Like how come there's a shin of lashenis here in the two psukim? First it says really it's pasuk gimel, but v'al bnei yisrael to daber leim a kchu sirizim. Kchu means lashon rabim, take from the rabim. And then the pasuk before says kach lecho mash for private money. So by the Meluyim, for sure, Aaron HaKohen had to buy his isle and power from his own private money. Now, B'yom HaKippurim, the same thing by Yom Kippur. When the Kohen Gadol brings his own power of the isle, it also has to be bought from his own private money. Michti, Ksivit says in Achrim Mois, B'zois Yovei Aaron El HaKodesh, B'par Ben Bokal HaKatas. He has to come with the power for Korban Katas. Then the pasuk says, "Umei eis adas bnei Yisrael yikas shnei sira izim lechatis." Then there's the korban tibur that's brought from the money of the tibur that's shnei sirim for chatis. Then the pasuk says, "Vehikriv es para chatis asheloi." Then Aaron brings his own par asheloi. That's his own. Lomeli, why does the Torah say asheloi? It's his own. Shemamina. From here we hear holoi mishaloihu. That Asher Loi means that he had a bought it from his own money. So Yom Kippur Pshita also the Kohen Gadol has to buy his power from his own private money. So that's the terrorist to the Gemara before. That's why we learn that Lechaper means the Avoid the Shem Kippur from the Meluyim, because they both have the same Indian, that by the Meluyim and by Yom Kippur the Kohen Gadol has to buy his own korban from his own private money. La Fuki, all other korbanos of Rosh Hashanah and Atzeres, all the kabbonis there come to show tibur. So we don't learn out those kabbonis needs prisham from Meluyim, because Meluyim was private money from the Kohen Gadol, so we only learn out Yom Kippur was also private money from the Kohen Gadol. Yeah. Right. Ravashi Omar, another teretz. Why we learn out from the Meluyim only the avodas of Yom Kippur? They say that before Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah, like the Mishnah says, 7 days before, and there has to be a mitzvah prisha. Rav Ashi Yomar donin par lechatis v'ayin l'yoyla. Learn out just like by Meluyim, there was a par for a korban chatis, and there was the ayin, the ram, for a korban oyla. The same thing by Yom Kippur, mi par lechatis, the Kohen Gadol has to bring a par, a bull, for his korban chatis, v'ayin l'yoyla, and the ram for a korban oyla. Lafuke Rosh Hashanah ve'atzeres. Lafuke, the korbanos that are brought on Rosh Hashanah and the korbanos that are brought on Atzeres on Shavuos, the tavayu oilas nenu. Both korbanos there are only a korban oila. So the korban itself is not doima to the korban of Miluyim. That's why we'd rather learn out only the avoid of Yom Kippur. There the Kohen Gadol needs a mitzvah prisha. Mashenk and the Kohen that does the avoid on Shavuos and on a Rosh Hashanah does not need mitzvah prisha. Rashi says, don in par lechatas va'liyola v'yom Kippur. Yesh par lechates v'ayil yirlo. The korban yochid the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol's own private korban is a par and an ayil, one for an oyla and par for chates. V'zeis yovei Aaron. Udishmini l'lemluyim nami. Ego lechates v'ayil yirlo. Even though the other passage says lashon egol, and there we're saying lashon par, but that's always the same thing. By a shor, we never make a difference between a young shor and ayil, an egol and a par. It's only by lambs and by goats. There's a chil between A's and a Gdi and Elim and Rechet and the young ones, Sirizim. Mashenkin by Egel and by a par, there's the same name. See, though the Gemara says Lashon of Par, the Torah calls it an Egel, a young calf. But by a Shor, it's always one thing. Like Gemara always says, Shor Yoimechot Kari Shor. A Shor, even one day old, is also called a Shor already. There's no difference in age by a Shor. Fight Ravina, one Ravina says another Terence. That done in avoida b'kohen gadol, may avoida b'kohen gadol. Poshka teretz, we know true there was a mitzvah prisha by Yimei Meluyim that before the eighth day the kohen gadol had to go away 7 days before and from his house into the Omoyed. So we learn now just like by Meluyim, who had to have the mitzvah prisha? The kohen gadol, Aaron HaKohen had to have the mitzvah prisha. So we learn now tuadin Yom Kippur that the avoida needs after kohen gadol, he has to have mitzvah prisha 7 days before Yom Kippur. Lafuke kula kishayson. Mashenk and all the kashas we asked until now, all the other kabbonis of the regolim of Sukkis, of Shemini Atzeres, of Rosh Hashanah, of Shavuos, the lav avoid the b'kayin godoninu. We can't learn out those kabbonis need mrs. Prisham because those kabbonis were not done with the kayin godol. The only avoid you needed bedafka with the kayin godol was the part was on Yom Kippur. Mashenka, the whole year you don't bedaf need the Kohen Gadol. Therefore, we don't say those kabonis need a mitzvah prisha. It's only on Yom Kippur that needs the mitzvah prisha, which is done to the meluyim, which is only done by Aaron HaKohen. Trashi avoid the Kohen Gadol, v'yom HaKippurim may avoid the Kohen Gadol, and b'meluyim. It says Aaron HaKohen, he was the Kohen Gadol, he did the avodah, the Yom Shemini of the Meluyim. Vayikra the army something like this. Amar Ravina, donin avodah tchila, me avodah tchila. We'll learn out the first time the avodah was done, from another case, the first time the avodah was done. Lafuki hani, lafuki Rosh Hashanah, and Asher Tzeretz, the lav tchila ninu. They're not the beginning of an avodah. For the Gemara, my tchila. What do you mean it's the beginning of the avodah? What do you mean that Yemei Meluyim, the Shemini Shem Meluyim, and Yom Kippur is called the beginning of an avodah? It's the beginning. What beginning is it? Ilay mo tchila b'Kohen Gadol. If you want to tell me it's the beginning that a Kohen Gadol starts to do the avodah, that you need the Kohen Gadol, hainu kamaisa. That's the first trap you said in Ravina already. So what do you got to say, Ika the Yamu, not washing for? That's what Ravina said the first time, that a Kohen Gadol may Kohen Gadol. Rashi. Ilay motchila b'kohen gadol means don in Yom HaKippurim she avoida rishoina shutla b'kohen gadol b'kabonet tzibur. I tell you, Yom Kippur, that was the first day on a carbon tzibur that we needed a kohen gadol. The Yom HaKippur rishon, on the first Yom Kippur there was, when we shas the base of Middish, when they had the avoida to be done, it was done with a kohen gadol. You learn it out, me avoida shmini lemeluyim, the same thing the avoida that was done by Yom Shmini shemeluyim. She avoided Rishoina, she nasa de Kohen Gadol Mielam. That was the first Korban Machlal that was brought in the Mishkan, and that was the first avoided done by the Kohen Gadol. That's what we're learning out. A regular Yom Kippur from the Shemini, Shayimei Meluyim, it was the first time the Korban was done. So what do you mean to say? That both of them need a Kohen Gadol? So, but I said to Gemara, what's this Ik of the Yamu, the second Lashon? That's Ravina's first Lashon, to say, we only learn out avoid this by a Kohen Gadol. So what do you have to say Ik of the Yamu for? So it means like this: Ela avoida tchila b'makom, me avoida tchila b'makom. It means a little bit different. It means this is the first time in this place the avoida was done, and who are then by Yom Kippur? It's also the first time in this place the avoida was done. It's a din of the place. So Rashi says tchila b'makom. That means Yom HaKippurim yesh la avoida lefnai lefnim. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol one time a year goes into lefnai lefnim. And the Kohen Gadol. Chilu b'mokim Yom Kippurim yesh lo yavoid lefnei lefnim shib Yom HaKippurim arishon hoysa tchila b'mokim. That on the first Yom Kippur, that was the first time that a Kohen Gadol went into that place, the place called the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shekoydim l'chein, before that, lo nichnas odom shom l'avoida, no person ever went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to do the avoida there. So that was the mile of Yom Kippur. Now we're learning that out, v'yom sheminu l'meluyim, the same mile that was by the eighth day of the meluyim, by the akomis ha-mishkan, the first Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Ho'isa avoida tchila b'mizbech ha-chitzan. That was the first time that the avoida was done in the mizbech ha-chitzan, in the outside mizbech. So since that was the first time they used that place, that's how we're learning out one from the other. It's not a din dafkin the Kohen Gadol. It's a din we're learning out the avoida of the first time to be used in a special place. So just like by Yemei Meluyim, the Shemini was the first day they used the Mizbech HaChitzon. So what then? We can learn out Yom Kippur. This is the first Yom Kippur was the first time they ever did an Avodah in Lefnai Lefnim, in the Kodesh Kedoshim. Eifert Rasha Kasha, V'yim B'Shvil Sheshimesh Moshe, Kol Shivish Yemei Meluyim. All the 7 days Yemei Meluyim, they also brought Kabonis on the Mizbech HaChitzon. And you know who brought it? Not Aaron HaKohen, but Moshe Rabbeinu brought it. So the Chur Moshe Rabbeinu brought already Karbonis on the Mizbech HaChitzon. So how could we say that on Yom Shemini and Rosh Chodesh Nisan? True, that was the first time Aaron, the Kohen Gadol, brought the Korban. But if you want to say it's the first time to use the place, it's not the first time to use the place. Moshe Rabbeinu already used the place. He used the Mizbech HaChitzon the 7 days of Yom Meluyim. So Rashi, Ein Kruya Avoida Eitzel Avoidas Kanim. That's not called an Avoida. That Moshe Rabbeinu brought the Karbonis the first 7 days, that's not called an Avoida. One thing is, Shul Belovish Big Dekuna, that an Avoida means the Kanim have to do it wearing Big Dekuna. V'shel Moshe B'cholak Lovin. Mashenkein Moshe Rabbeinu did not have Big Dekuna. So when he did the Avoida, the 7 days Yimei Meluyim, that's not called an Avoida, a Karbon. It's not called Avoida Sakarbonis. Vaita, Shloihuch Shirelo L'shur. It was only a bazundra or heroi shah that Moshe Rabbeinu was allowed to bring the karbonis those first 7 days. But it didn't have a shame, he was a kohen. Moshe was not a kohen. Sakir and achreinim. And when Moshe Rabbeinu did the avodah those 7 days, did he have a shame kohen or not? Here's Rashi's mashma klor, he didn't have a shame kohen. Hey, since he did not wear big day kuna, he didn't have a shame kohen, that's not called an avodah. How did Moshe do the karbonis? It was a special heroi shah. It was a special halacha that those 7 days, even though Moshe Rabbeinu was not a kohen, it's not called the avodah, he was allowed to bring karbonis on the mizbeach itzen. Mashenka, when it came to Yom Shemini, that was the first time that Aaron HaKohen brought a korban when he was wearing his big dekuna. That was the first time a kohen ever brought a korban on the mizbeach itzen. That's called tchilah b'mokum. That's the first time a kohen did the avodah on that mokum on the mizbeach itzen. That's why it's good while we're learning out Yom Kippur. That's the first time a kohen ever went in to the Lefnai and Lefnim, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, to do the Avodah. So Yom Kippur is something special, that the first Yom Kippur was the first time they did the Avodah in this special place, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. We learned that out from Miluyim, that Shemini, Shemuluyim, was also something special. But that was the first time a kohen ever brought a korban on the Mizbech HaChitzen. So Markiyosi Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, he learned a little bit different. Omer Rav Yechon, and he said that Rav Yechon said like this. It's up until now, the beginning of the Gemara was also a name of Rav Yechonin. The beginning of the Gemara on Av Beis and Beis, we asked the Shalom Bechlal, really Av Beis and Aleph. The Gemara asked the Shalom, how did we Bechlal know there was a Mitzvah Prisha? Like what's Pshan now Mishnah? Shivas Yom Kedim Kippurim. And what's the Pshan the Mishnah in Paraduma? There's also a Mitzvah Prisha. So our Gemara brought down the name of Rabbi Yechonon. We had Amar Rabbi Yumi, Bar Chilki, Amar Rabbi Chassia, Bar Idi, Amar Rabbi Yechonon, that all Makro, the Pesuk says, Kasherosa B'yayim Azeh, Tiv Hashem Lassois, Tachapar Lechem, so Lassois Eila Maise Poro, and Lachapar Eila Maise Yom Kippurim. So before we learned the name of Rabbi Yechonon, that from the Pesuk of the Meluyim, we learn out two things, that Maise, Eila Maise, Lassois is Eila Maise Poro, that the Paraduma, whoever burns the Paraduma, needs a Mitzvah Prisha, and Lechapa means whoever does the Avodah in Yom Kippur needs a Mitzvah Prisha. That's what we had until now. Rav Dimi now says not like that. He also Rav Dimi, Yom Rav Yechonon, Masni Chada. He only learned, you learn out one thing from that Pasuk. And Yeshua ben Levi, on the side, some said, Gis is Resh Lakish, Masni Tarti. Resh Lakish was the one that learned too. What does that mean? Rav Yechonon, Masni Chada. Rav Yechonon learns one thing from this Pasuk. Lassois lechaper elu ma'is yom kippurim. Not to say lassois means ma'is paraduma and lechaper means ma'is yom kippurim, but rather the pasuk by the meluyim only means the chiddush. Only one other avoda needs mitzvah prisha. Hey, lassois lechaper, both of them go only on yom kippurim. That's where Rabbi Yechonon learns. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi masni tarti. He learns too. The way we learned before, lassois elu ma'is paraduma. That the paraduma, the kohen that burns the paraduma, it was a question there in Rishonim, if it's the kohen gadol that has to burn the paraduma, or a regular kohen could burn the paraduma. But whoever burns the paraduma, before he does it 7 days in advance, he has to have this mitzvah prisha. He has to go away from his house, from his wife, and come into the Beis Hamikdash. So Rav Shimon Lakish learns out two things from that pasuk. Lassois means ma'isa parah, the burning of the paraduma, and lechaper elu ma'isa yom kippurim. Mashenke and Rabbi Yechonon Masni Choda. Rabbi Yechonon only says one. Lassois and Lechapa both only go on the Yom Kippur. For the Gemara to Rabbi Yechonon, I v'anan t'nan, we brought down the Mishnah itself by Paraduma. V'anan t'nan, we went to the Mishnah that Shivas Yomim Kodim Yom Kippurim. That's in our Mishnah. And another Mishnah was V'Shivas Yomim Kodim Sreipas HaParah. There was a Mishnah in Parah that said that 7 days before the Kohen burnt the Paraduma, there was a Mitzvah Prisha. So according to Rabbi Yechonon, how do we know that the Mitzvah Prisha? Rabbi Yechonon says this pasuk by Meluyim, Lassois Lechaper only includes Ma'is Yom Kippurim, but not the Paraduma. So how do we, what's beyond that Mishnah? Have the Gemara, according to Rav Dimi, according to Rabbi Yechonon, Maila Bialmo. It's only a Maila Midrabonin. It's not a Din, it's not a Mitzvah Midiraisam. It's not a Chumim Midrabonin. It's a Maila Midrabonin to have a Mitzvah Prisha. And Rashi explains, since we had before we made a kalus by the paraduma,
Litama midasa karina sarfoi, that since we want the lafuke from tzdukin, that said that herish, you need a herishemish. We wanted to show them, no, even a tful yoim could also burn the paraduma, so we bedavka wa matama the kain that day with a vlad hatumatumad rabbonin, and then the kain went to the mikvah, and then he burnt the paraduma. So since we made this kalis to make the kain tamei, so therefore afterwards also bo hamilus rabbis. Then the rabbonin made a lot of chumris to show us that even though we did this one kalis, that's only lafuke midas hatzdukim, but really the paraduma has to be done batachlis hatayro, and we have to be very makbid with the tayro of it. So that's why there's a maila biyama. That's Rabbi Yechon and Shrita. It's not a mitzvah midiraisa, so the kohen has to be porish. It's only a maila biyama. For the Gemara, like we had in the Gemara of Bezam and Aleph, v'omer Rabbi Minyumi, bar Chilkiya, omer Rabbi Mechasiya, bar Idi, omer Rabbi Yechonon. They said it over in the name of Rabbi Yechonon, that Rabbi Yechonon said, from this pasuk of the Meluyim, that it says, kasher osa bayayim azeh, the same way they did by the Meluyim, that there was a mitzvah 7 days before that, Aaron had to come into the Yoyim Moed, Tziva Hashem lasois lechaper aleichem. Hashem gave it tziva l'doris. Also, you have to have this mitzvah prishim. And before we said lasois eila ma'isapora, it means even the kohen that burns the paraduma, there's a mitzvah midiraisa 7 days before that to be porish. And lechaper, when the pasuk says lechaper, eilu ma'is yom kippurim. So you see, Rabbi Yechon himself said clearly, you learn out two things from the miluyim. You learn out ma'isa paraduma, the sreifa needs prishim, and ma'is yom kippurim. So the Sefer to Rav Dimi, he says in the name of Rav Yechonon, we only learn out one thing from this pasuk. And the Gemara, who the Rabbi? Not that before it's brought down the name of Rav Yechonon, it wasn't Rav Yechonon saying it in his own name. It was Rav Yechonon said over in his Rebbe's name. What was his Rebbe? The Chiyasi Ravim, when Ravim came, Omri said like this, that Omri Rav Yechonon Mishum Rav Yishmoel. Rav Yechonon said over in the name of his Rebbe, Rav Yishmoel, La'asois Elo Ma'isipora. Hey, it's true, my Rebbe, Rabbi Shmuel, he dashed in the pasuk by Miluyim to include two things. That lasos means even the Maisa Pora. When the Kohen went to burn the Pora Duma, he had to have a mitzvah priest 7 days in advance. And Lechaper Elo Maisa Yom Kippurim. So true, Rabbi Yechonon's Rebbe, Rabbi Shmuel, held like that. But Rabbi Yechonon himself, his own cheater of Dimi, says is that Midiraisa only Yom Kippurim needs mitzvah priest. Mashenka, in the Paraduma, there's no din diraisa to have prisha 7 days before you burn the Paraduma. It's either Mishnah says it, it's only a milim with Rabbonin. Mashenka, in Ashur Melokish, or Ashur Melevi, or Ashur Melokish, dashes from this pasuk to midiraisa. Omale Resh Lokish, Rabbi Yechon. So Resh Lokish is Rabbi Yechon. Mehechi ko yalfas lobi meluyim. Mamonashach. Hey, you, Rabbi Yechon, where are you learning out that I call upon him by Yom Kippur? You're telling me that before the Kohen Gadol does the Avodah, there has to be a mitzvah prisha 7 days in advance. Where are you learning it out from? From the Meluyim. Just like by the Meluyim, Aaron HaKohen had to be parish 7 days in advance. Frek Mishlokish, Ima Meluyim, Kol HaKosah Behem Akiv Behem. Just like by the Meluyim, whatever the Torah says over there was Likuva. If Aaron HaKohen was not separated 7 days, if he didn't come into the Oya Moed, 7 days before Yom Shmini, the Avodah would be possible. His lechura af hocha, the same thing should be by the avodas Yom Kippur. Af hochi nami, it should be kol hakosa ben makiv ben. Whatever we're learning out should also be makiv. So by Yom Kippur, if a kohen gadol was not porush 7 days in advance, if he didn't go away from his wife, if he didn't come into the Beis Hamikdash, he can't do the avoda. That's what should come out. Fredigmor v'chitem yochi nami. What's the kasha? Maybe enech nami. Maybe according to Rabbi Yechon, that's takad alocha. It's likuva. That if a kohen gadol was not porish, the avodah is possible. Maybe it is likuva. It has to be. For the more name, we learn to now Mishnah. U'mesakinen loy kohen acher. The Mishnah says we set aside another kohen to take the place of the first kohen gadol. It's in the case that the first kohen becomes the balkeri, becomes tamei, that he can't do the avodah. We have another kohen ready to take over his place. Who'll do the avodah on Yom Kippur? Abavoloike tani mafrishin. But the Mishnah does not say that the second Kohen, we have to be mafreshim osom. We have to take him away from his wife and bring him into the Beis Hamikdash. As much as we don't, he doesn't have to have a mitzvah prisha. So the Chori, if you're telling me now it's likuva, that if you don't have a mitzvah prisha, you can't do the avodah, so what's going to help us to satisfy the second Kohen? And we said before, Tosfos explained, that means you'll make him the big day zohav. You make sure he has big day kohen gadol. That fits him perfectly. What do I care if he has all his begadmis already? But if he didn't have a mitzvah prisham, he can't do the avodah. So it's a kashan of Yechonon. It's mashma, the mitzvah prisham is not likuvah. says, even if you don't have the mitzvah prisha, still you could do the avodah. It's a mitzvah matrila to be parish. 7 days before you do the avodah of the Kohen Gadol, he has to be parish before Yom Kippur. But Masha from the Mishnah, if he didn't do it though, the korban is still kosher. That's why the second Kohen that we set aside, we don't do the mitzvah prisha. Maybe you want to answer me. My misakinon mafrishin. Maybe no. Maybe talk it's true. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the mitzvah prisha is likuva, and therefore even the second kohen that was setting aside, that let's say something happens to the first one, he'll take over. It's only kosher. He was also parish. And enochanami misakinon means mafrishin. We'll have to set aside the second kohen also 7 days in advance. Freddie Moore, that's shver. Listen, oy idiv yidi misakinon. Like, how come the Mishnah makes a difference then? If you're going to tell me, even by the second one, also need a prisha, so how come it says, Shivas Yom Kadim Kapurim Mafrishin Kohen Godom? By the first Kohen Godom, the Mishnah says, Lashon of Mafrishin, which is the Mitzvah's prisha, take him away, me basically 7 days into Lishkas Mahedrin. And how come it just says, Umasakinon, Loi Kohen Akatachtov? If by the second Kohen also you have to be Mafrish, I should have said, Umafrishin Loi Kohen Akatachtov. Since by the second one, it only says, "Umesakinam loy," it's mashm klor, we only have to get him ready. Like Taisa says, you have to get his begodim ready. That Lu Yitzu, the first one, becomes Tomei, will have another kohen godim ready to do the avodah. He'll have his begodim already. But mitzvah's priest you don't need. So who that's what Shlokesh is kasha to Rabbi Yechanan. According to Rabbi Yechanan, you're learning after them Luyim, Luchur, it should have been Likuva. That if you don't have it, the avodah is possible. So how could this second kohen take over, since the second kohen doesn't have the mitzvah's prishon, his avodah should be possible? So, Omalei, so Yechon answered back to Resh Lakish. Omalei, Elamar Mehechi Yalaflo. Now you're asking me this, Kasha. Elamai, you yourself, where do you learn out from? Where else is there to learn out the mitzvah's prishon? Like, Bechel, you have to say, for now, Mishnah, the mitzvah's prishon is not Likuva. Like, so you have to be a kasha, if you learn it out from him, Luyim, it has to be Likuva. But the Chura, where else do you learn it out from, that there should be a mitzvah prisha, that you want to say it's not Likuva? Trashi, Elamar, Mechi, Yalaflu, so he answers back, Omar, so Shlokesh answers back, Mi Sinai, I learn it out from Har Sinai. The Rashi says, Elamar, Mechi, Yalaflu, Omale, Mi Sinai. That by Har Sinai, Moshe, before he went up to Har Sinai, he was perished beforehand. So from that prisha we learn out the avodas Yom Kippur also, that the Kohen Gadol has to be perished before Yom Kippur. What does it say by Sinai? Dechsiv vayishkoin kvoid Hashem al Har Sinai vayachaseyu onon sheishes yomim. 6 days before Moshe went up, the Anon, the Shechina was there already on Har Sinai. Vayikriel Moshe b'yom Ashvi, and of course Baruch Hu first called to Moshe b'yom Ashvi. Now Michti, see if the pasuk says Vayikriel Moshe b'yom Ashvi. Avizoi Ma'as Sheshesh Yomim. What does it mean before 6 days? Vayichas one and Sheshesh Yomim. Hashem first called him on the 7th day. So what's doing the first 6 days? Nozeh Bon Av. Here we learn out Shekol Anichnas B'Machne Shchina. Whoever is going to go into the Machne Shchina, Toyin Prisha Shishim. Before you go into the Machne Shechina, you have to go away from your wife 6 days beforehand, and be parish coming to a Mekum Kodesh 6 days beforehand. So by Yom Kippur also, since the Kohen Gadol now in Yom Kippur is going to go Lefnai Lefnim, the Kodesh HaKadoshim is going into the Machne Shechina, so therefore before he goes in, he has to have the Mitzvah Prisha at least 6 days in advance. And Echnami could be here with only Lemitzvah and not Likuva. This is where Rosh Lakish learns out the Mitzvah Prisha. Fred Gemara Ivor Nan Shiva Tanan. But our Mishnah says, Shivas Yomim, 7 days before Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has to be Parish. And if you learn it out from Har Sinai, the Chur, the Pasuk only says 6 days. Because it says on the 7th day, Hashem called Moshe up already. So it's only 6 days he had a Prisha. So how does our Mishnah say 7 days? His Mishnah, look up Yechinah, and out from the Meluyim, it's very good. By the Meluyim, it was 7 days Prisha, and B'yom HaShemini they brought the Korban. But from Har Sinai, it's only 6 days. And of the Gemara, Masnisin Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri. Our Mishnah today goes according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri. The Chayish le Tumas Beisei. Of course, like a new terrace right now.